You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, give 10 hours. Help your community. You can be part of the Browns' First and 10 movement by committing 10 hours of volunteer service in your community on clevelandbrowns.com. Tell us what you're doing to give back. It's easy. Use the hashtag Give10 on social media to unite us all and inspire others. By sharing your Give10 story, you could win the opportunity to be the next Browns coin toss captain on game day. So go ahead, Give10, and do something great for your community. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. We're going to go to the podium now and hear from the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Mr. Jim O'Neill.
Fired up for this week with it being the opener. I think I can speak for everybody on the defensive side of the ball, coaches and players. We're excited to get out there in front of the Dog Pound. We know they'll bring it. You know we can feed off their energy. To us, it's the best home field advantage in the NFL, the way our fans are when we're on defense. So can't wait to get out there. Excited to be a part of that atmosphere this Sunday against the Titans. Questions?
Jimmy, you guys wondered if we get any sacks on Sunday and didn't have many pressures, really. What was going on there? Was it just guys not winning their matchups?
Well, we knew the quarterback was going to get the ball out quick. We knew it's always hard to sack that quarterback. He does a good job gathering pre-snap information and getting the ball out. I'm pretty sure, I don't know the exact number, I know we hit him 8 or 9 times. So there was some pressure there. And then obviously once the game got away from us, you weren't going to have a lot of opportunities to get after the quarterback at that point. So.
I'm going to ask you this the way a lot of fans have asked me. After all the offseason talk and emphasis, 154 yards rushing. What do you say about that? What happened?
I thought we did some good things in the first half. In the second half, there were some technique problems that we had that were similar to last year. I think guys started to press and they got outside of themselves. I'm confident that we learned from our mistakes. We got it cleaned up off the tape. We've emphasized it this week in practice. We'll be better in week 2. He's good. He's big. He's got a strong arm. The thing that probably impresses me the most for a young quarterback, a rookie in this league, he's doing a great job staying in the pocket, going through his progression, throwing the ball on time. So he's definitely ahead of where most rookies are at this point in his career. But yeah, he obviously played lights out last week.
Jim, what did Danny show you?
Well, exactly. Coach Pettine said he did really well in the run game. What was it that he did?
Held 2 guys at the point of attack. Got some penetration in the middle there. So, you know, Danny was pretty solid up in the middle. You know, he did get his pads up a couple times. So that's something that we worked on him all week with, was he does a great job staying low early in the play and getting knock him back. And he tends to get a little high late in the play, and that's where he could struggle to get off a block and make a tackle or split a double team. So that's what we're working on with him. But for his first game, he did a hell of a job for us. Danny, I couldn't sit here and tell you the exact number. You know, we always want to have a big guy and then a guy that can push the pocket in there on third down. Again, the way that game went, we didn't have a ton of third down opportunities. You know, we had a few early in the game, and then there were a couple short yardage plays. You know, a 3rd and 2 and a 4th and 1, and then you know, towards the second half, it became a run and screen on third down fest. So we kind of got away from our third down game plan.
Determine whether you use him on third downs?
It's just package base. You know, he's kind of in a rotation with Randy Starks himself and then Meter. You know, those are 3 guys that we see as our 3 guys up front that can push the pocket and drive a guy back into a quarterback's face.
But just on that run defense, can you kind of quickly for me, are those technique errors that are very easy to fix or?
Yes. We think that they're very correctable.
How come you could correct them? You can't. Those aren't easy to correct in game or.
Well, I mean, you're still going against another NFL player, so you know. But to me, it's tackling, all right, or set an edge, or play a little bit lower. You know, guys just got to execute the technique they're being asked to do, and as coaches, we got to put them in better position to do that. So. But I, like I said, I mean, I feel good about the coaching that was done this week, and I feel good about where we're at going into week two. I'm by no means in panic mode after one game, guys. It's been awesome. Yep. Ready to bounce back. You know, I think that they were a little embarrassed by what happened on Sunday. I was embarrassed, but it's a resilient group. You know, they got a lot of pride. They compete. Had a great practice yesterday. So I love where we're at. I love how they've come back. So I'd be shocked if we didn't play well on Sunday.
On the run defense, how important part of Solomon going to be the way you would define him in this game and the field and defense? But how good a run player is he, and how did things change over the course of that game?
Well, he's obviously one of we were counting on him being one of our better players against the run on the edge. That's who he is. Injuries are a part of the game. The thing that sucked for him was that game meant a lot to him because that team cut him. And for him to get hurt on the second play of the game with how hard he's worked and where he came from was tough on him. I know it was. It was tough for us coaches to see that because I really wanted that kid to have success. You know, he turned the ankle. He'll be back. But I think Armani Bryant did a good job kind of filling that role for him. He did some good things out there. And we're counting on Nate Orchard to take some of those plays off of him and do some good things for us, too. Heavy-handed, good pass rush ability, stronger than probably what most people give him credit for. Very good football player instinctually, whether it's against the run or even in coverage. Glad he's healthy. Glad he's back. He had a great practice yesterday. He looked good last week. It was just his first week back. That's probably why we erred on the side of giving him another week before we put him into some game action. So I'm excited. I'm excited that he's back, healthy, back's feeling good.
When you look at Sankey, the running back for Tennessee, and comparing him to when you saw him last year, what differences are you seeing now?
I mean, last year I thought he was a guy that ran hard. I think he's similar to Chris Ivory in a sense. He's going to get the ball and he's going to get downhill and you know, he's not running away from anybody. If you're in the hole, he's going to try to run you over. So, I mean, he's a complete back. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can protect. So he's a good player. I know that, you know, Danny and some of the guys from the West Coast are familiar with him because they either played against him or played with him in college.
What about the game that Joe Hayden had, and do you expect him to rebound from that?
Joe, I'm sure, you know, Joe's the most competitive guy on our team. You know, there's a couple plays I'm sure he wishes that he could have back. I'm confident in Joe. I wouldn't want any other corner in this league than Joe Hayden.
Marshall's play with Gibson, just a good play by Marshall, or Gibson have to be more aware of it?
It was a great play by Gip. We called a defense. We knew that they were going to run double slants, and Gip did a great job sinking into the outside window. Got the interception. He's got to secure the football. So, you know, me personally, I don't even count that as a turnover. So, and we've been busting Gip on it all week, but he knows he's got to put the ball away. He's got to put the ball away and finish it.
What could you conclude about Tremont Williams from
this first game with you? Outstanding. I thought he did a great job. So glad to have him a part of our secondary. True pro, helps all the guys in the meeting room. I thought he did a great job to the field against the Jets. He got a couple balls caught on him underneath for 4, 5, 6 yards. Did a great job on the double move. Was solid all day. Him and Kaywan Williams had really good games for us in the secondary.
Not just Joe Hayden, but the secondary as a whole. There's a lot of talk. I know you guys had high expectations for him as a staff. They had high expectations, saying they think they can be a top 2 or 3 unit in the league. So what is the message been to them after the way the opener went for that group?
They just got to do their jobs. Just do your job. They're all talented enough to play well. They got to communicate, do their job. If they do that, we'll be dominant back there. You know, like I said, I think they started to press a little bit. They got a little bit. Probably outside themselves. We made a couple of mistakes back there that led to third down conversions or led to a touchdown. I think they learn from it. We move on. we'll play this week and we'll see what happens.
Let's go more.
Our guys know exactly what we expect, and the guys have fully bought into it.
Jim, I saw a wrestling belt in the locker room. Is that you're doing? Is that the new version of the dog tags? Or?
No, we're still doing the dog collar, and the guys are still getting tags for Play Like a Brown. The belt, the championship belt, is given to whoever led that week, whoever had the most tags gets the belt. They get to kind of walk around with it, wear it, whatever the heck they want to do with it. And then it's kind of a reward that they can keep above their locker, whoever the season champ is at the end of the year. It was a tie between Craig and Dez. They both had four what we would call exceptional Play Like a Brown plays. I'd just let them take care of it. You know what I'm saying? It's in there. Hey, you guys want to have it for 2 days and 2 days? It's one championship belt for the year. If you win the week, your name gets engraved on one of the side patches. If you win the year, like Dante Whitner last year, you get your name real big on the front of it.
That's the defensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Jim O'Neill. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. There is no cornerback he'd rather have than Joe Haden. Jim O'Neill saying that in his press conference today. Certainly hope that he plays like that kind of a guy. That will be very, very good. All right, when we come back, as I said, phone calls we'll also get into. We're going to do kind of our position advantages. We're going to go through the offensive side of the football right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.